Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go to a different subject, but unfortunately we can't get away from Robin Voss. Going to Mount Pleasant, down Racine County. If you've ever been down to Mount Pleasant, Racine County, very beautiful area. A lot of good people throughout Racine County and Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant represented by Voss, gerrymandered seat. Mount Pleasant, Republican board, Republican run. This surprised even me. This news item surprised even me, having to do with Foxconn. As ground zero for Foxconn, Mount Pleasant, a disaster. Walker shoved it through in 2017, egged on by Trump. Who knows what Trump had in? Is he getting a slice? Who knows? But both Walker and Trump looked on this as making a Silicon Valley in Wisconsin. That's what they said. So what? Foxconn is what? Microsoft? Apple? I mean, what, are you kidding me? Google? You kidding me? Foxconn? The con has gone on for 4 years. They first started out by saying they were going to make large screen TVs, then small screen for phones, then coffee makers, seriously, coffee makers, then electric cars, then they were going to be a consulting group for high tech, and they just sit there. They just sit there. It's like a deserted town in an old Western with tumbleweed going down the street. There's nothing going on. And we've already put $1 billion in there, Mount Pleasant and Racine, $1 billion. Site acquisition, preparation, related services, roads. Some of that road construction could have been used elsewhere in the state. A lot of you guys are listening to me from around the state. Could you use some road work up where you are? I think you could. Even in Madison, I think you could. Certainly up north and west, you could. You ain't getting it. But what surprised even me, the Republican Party, is that Mount Pleasant made a contract with an outfit and a guy who employ a guy named Claude Lois, L-O-I-S. Claude Lois, it's like the woman's proper name, Claude Lois, L-O-I-S, to provide consulting services. Since 2017, they have paid Claude Lois's employer, his group, because all of this money, except for about $2,000, a little less, went to him directly or in response to his services for overseeing the Foxconn project, $973,750. These are the pigeons in Mount Pleasant who are paying a consultant to oversee Foxconn's project, the Foxconn project, and paying almost $1 million. Not only that, these geniuses down there just gave them a raise. And here's what they said. They said, he continues to provide exceptional services to Mount Pleasant. Really? Exceptional? He continues to, okay. Somebody snookered us into putting up $1 billion. We can never repay that down there. Racine can't pay it. They don't have the tax base to repay a tenth of that, a hundredth of that. Nothing going on in that range of money. The state of Wisconsin is going to have to bail them out. That's you. You're going to have to bail them out. You've already put in tax dollars for Voss to hire a police officer who'd work for the Texas Tea Party group and the GOP to investigate voting. Now you are basically going to be out because Mount Pleasant may have paid it already, but that lowered its ability to pay off the almost $1 billion in bonding that they took out. $973,000. To this character to oversee the Foxconn project? What Foxconn project? Just gave him a raise, effective August 1, I'm not kidding. His pay will go up to $175 an hour. $175 an hour to oversee the Foxconn project, paid for by taxpayers. And he's going to get another raise. And August 1, 2022, a year later, his pay is going to go up to $200 an hour. And Mount Pleasant said he continues to provide exceptional services to Mount Pleasant. What kind of exceptional services? He's overseeing a fraud. He is overseeing a project that never got off the ground, and in my opinion, never was intended to get off the ground. Trump and Walker knew that they were in re-election trouble, and they wanted to be job creators. Walker doesn't know how to create a job. He left college, dropped out, and he went to work for the American Red Cross, and then he went into the legislature. He knows nothing about private enterprise. He only knows about getting his hands on tax dollars. So what the heck? $4.5 billion to this Chinese company? They said, oh, we'll be the Silicon Valley. I mean, you know, how much of a rube do you have to be and still be governor of Wisconsin? How much of a rube? And of course, Trump doesn't care. He's corruption on the hoof. He doesn't care. So he and Walker cooked it up. Paul Ryan was there with a golden shovel at the shovel ceremony. Ron Johnson was there. All the cream of the Republican Party in the state were there. And Robin Voss, who represents the area, continues to rave about it. Just wait, he said, just wait. Yeah, it seems like a lot of money, but just wait. He's waiting for Godot. Godot's never going to come. What's he waiting for? And now Claude Lewis, the outfit that he works for and with, have already billed and been paid $973,000 since 2017, less than 4 years. I think it was probably towards the end of 2017 that it first happened, second half. And he gets a raise. He can go up to $175 an hour on August 1. And he's going to go up to $200 an hour on August 1 of 2022. You know, how much do we have to be taken to the cleaners in this state? Really, how much do we have to be taken to the cleaners? The board in Mount Pleasant is a Republican board. They are basically like plump turkeys that have lost the ability to fly away, and they're simply harvested for their meat. That's what they are. That's all they are. That's all they've contributed to society. And what, their tax base? This is a Republican area, and their tax base doesn't go, hey, wait a minute, I thought we were for lower taxes. You know, at the very least, let's not give $4.5 billion to a Chinese outfit that says they're going to do all these things, and they disappear, crickets. There's no, I mean, and then Mount Pleasant, why is Mount Pleasant hiring this guy? Why isn't Foxconn hiring this guy? You know, private enterprise, the Republican Party doesn't believe in private enterprise. They believe in getting their hands on tax dollars. That's what they believe in. They're economically illiterate. They believe on getting their hands on tax dollars and calling it private enterprise by just turning it over to a private company. It's not private enterprise. Nobody did this for American Motors. Nobody back in the day. Nobody's doing this for Briggs & Stratton or Johnson Controls. Nobody's doing this for We Energies or Northwest Mutual Life. Nobody's doing it for them. They're patsies, they're shills, they're palookas. They sit around waiting for somebody to defraud them. That's what the Republican Party is. And I don't think it's even defrauding them. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Voss would have to be blind right now not to know what it was doing. Voss supports Mount Pleasant, which is in his district, paying almost $1 million and giving a raise to somebody who's overseeing a project that's non-existent. It's non-existent. And yet he did that. He did that. So putting this on the radar, Foxconn continues to be a disaster, and it continues to drain money from taxpayers in Wisconsin. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.